This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up, rise and shine, shall we? And have mountains of time to meditate or ruminate on the issues of the day, my priorities for the day. And you can agree or disagree. You can find yourself thinking, wow, I didn't know that was going on. Is that the case with the news about the greatest show on earth? The fact that the time has come, the end of the road has come, the end of all of the promotion. I think maybe that's the biggest lesson, how well the people who ran the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus, how well they did at promoting the greatest show on earth. What else can be said about it? What else needs to be said? How many people have seen the circus? Raise your hands. Is there anybody who hasn't gone to a circus? There are several different circuses around, but nobody does it like the Big Top Circus or something like that, the New York Circus. Have you, Kara, been? Kara Schill is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. So where and when have you gone to the circus?
Oh, I went one time when I was seven, and I think I went to Barnum & Bailey. Is that the same thing, or is that a different
place? The Ringling Brothers got together. The Barnum & Bailey Circus, P.T. Barnum, created really the circus about 146 years ago. Or created the idea of it, or maybe manifested the traditions that we've seen today. He was quite a showman. And then Ringling Brothers was the competition. And in the spirit of what we do best in this country, the two biggest ones got together to form one really big one. And so it goes that there have been a lot of over the years, a lot of problems financially and otherwise. But the excitement, you still can't get away from it. I think that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, it was fun. But unfortunately, I don't actually remember that much of what happened. Because when I got home, I went with my whole family. When I got home, my sister wanted to put me on her shoulders outside. Yeah. So we could, I don't know, she was inspired by the circus, I guess. And unfortunately, we were on the road, and she tripped and fell.
Ooh.
And I fell off of her shoulders onto the road.
Oh.
And I had to go to the hospital. So I have a little negative memories connected to the circus now.
Well, there are a lot of people who have tried a lot of silly things that, you know, that were, whether you realize it or not, don't try this at home, originated with a circus. You've seen that in a number of times, people jumping off of roofs, and as a kid, I remember that. I remember two things, as a matter of fact, that were related to that sort of thing. When Superman was first introduced on television in the 1950s, there were tons of kids who were jumping off of roofs with capes on, thinking they could fly. And then there were a lot of people who would take various performances, like getting on the back of a horse, or, you know, not trying to get into a cage with a lion, but things like that that were, at the time, They were just so exciting. The death-defying, and there's a big fat lady, the 800-pound woman, and all kinds of things. Kenneth Feld, who was the chairman of Feld Entertainment, the company that owns Ringling Brothers Circus, said, quote, "Ticket sales have been declining, but following the transition of the elephants off the road, we saw an even more dramatic drop in people coming to the circus. This, coupled with high operating costs, made the circus an unsustainable business for our company." So, if you go back a year or so, maybe longer than that, but I'm thinking about last year, animal rights groups took Ringling Brothers to court, and the elephants were taken away from the traveling production. The animals were sent to a Florida reserve, and that's where they live now. So the Ringling Brothers the idea of all of these animals and what's been going on. The elephants had been the show's main draw, but all of this other stuff. So is this appropriate or not? Is this the right thing or not? As far as the Humane Society basically putting Ringling Brothers out of business. The PETA people, there are all these big groups that have changed the reality when it comes to this sort of thing, or the lives of animals in general. And so all these animals are going to be transferred to various caretakers. They'll be given away. Then there's Circus Extreme and Out of This World. The last performance will be in Providence, Rhode Island on May 7th. The story of the company itself, though, Ringling Brothers, not Barnum and Bailey, but Ringling Brothers, goes back to 1884. There were seven Ringling Brothers. There was really a family, R-I-N-G-L-I-N-G, the Ringling Brothers. And they started the touring circus in 1884. And then in 1919, they merged with P.T. Barnum and James Anthony Bailey, the Barnum and Bailey Circus. The Feld family bought the circus back in 1967 and sold it to Mattel and then bought it back again. Feld said, "Nearly 50 years ago, my father founded our company with the acquisition of Ringling Brothers. The circus and its people have continually been a source of inspiration and joy to my family and me, which is why this is such a tough business decision to make. The decision was even more difficult because many people, I can just imagine this, family generations of people that have then been brought, father brings you, your grandfather has brought you, his grandfather brought him, that sort of thing. They paid a $270,000 fine for violations to animal welfare. And so I think that's kind of where this all went. And I'm trying to find out whether this, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking the Feld family is the same. I knew that it was the wife at some point in time. I came across her. But I'm thinking if I'm not in the wrong place, maybe somebody will help me out with this. 888-302-3684. The Feld family is, this family is a family that owns one of the large radio groups. I'm going to check that out. But at any rate, that's not the story here. The story is, in a sense, what I told you, I think, 3 weeks ago. Well, let me think. It was 2 weeks ago. Meredith and I took a ride through Lion Country Safari in Palm Beach County on a Sunday afternoon. I think it may have been New Year's Day. But we got in the car, and I've never been there. She'd been there before, but I've never been there. So we drove around for 2.5 hours. Saw all these same animals that are in the circus in their natural habitat. Were they doing any stunts? Were they performing any tricks? Did anybody out there have a whip? Nope. They were just there in their natural habitat, and the place was loaded. There were two rows of cars through this whole thing, and people stopping to look at the giraffes, and look at the elephants, and look at the rhinoceros, and look at the tigers and lions, the zebras, the hyenas, you name it, they were there. And maybe it was a bit, I don't know. I never was really excited. The Big Top Circus, I think the New York Circus, I remember giving away at certain radio stations tickets to see the circus. The clowns were fun, I guess, to a point. But maybe it's just a sign of a bygone era. You know, I think some things just change, or they die of their own weight, if you will. And I think that's what's happened.
Yeah, here. I mean, you could still, like, there are other things around, like Cirque du Soleil, and that's pretty much all people who are doing the acts. And maybe that's the difference is that you have people, and so they can decide if they want to do it or not, and they're getting paid to do it. Whereas, you know, animals don't really have a choice in the matter. And, mm-hmm. and so maybe people are just more interested in seeing people do it than animals. I don't know.
Well, what do you mean? What people do on the stage?
Well, I still think that there are ways to be entertained, and there are ways to have circus acts still, but I don't know. I don't think that... I guess my point is that you don't need animals in order to have an entertaining circus act. And so maybe it's better off that now these animals can go and live in sanctuaries like that. And people just go see other acts like circus.
There are 400 people employed by the circus. They're all out of work. Some of them were just characters, kind of like the same sort of person that you see at the carnival. A lot of these people that are working in the circus. So where do... there are 30 different shows now between today and when they close down in Philadelphia. Atlanta, Boston, Washington, the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in New York. There are people that do this every year. And I guess last year they had 10 million people that went to see the circus. So, anyway, the activists have won. These people have given up political correctness, whatever it is. Or maybe it's just the right thing at the right time. I haven't been to a circus since I was a kid. Never even thought about bringing my children. Well, I think I brought Brendan once to one of the circuses that I was working with. While I was running a radio station. Anyway, that's the story on the end of the circus. It's 18 past the hour. The day is beginning on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-801-4950. 800-801-4950. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
In the next half hour, we'll focus on those new Israeli-Palestine peace talks and what's unusual about them. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Like an epitaph song. Tanya Tucker hospitalized after suffering another fall, this time on tour. As she is postponing now her tour dates, she fractured a vertebrae and hurt a broken or injured a rib anyway. She's also been diagnosed with bronchitis.
Wow.
Stamen says she's receiving breathing treatments, physical therapy. Doesn't need any surgery. So she rescheduled a couple of tour dates in Kansas and Oklahoma, said in a statement that she's angry the accident happened and will make it up to her fans. So, here's...
I really like her. This is maybe not my favorite, but her upbeat songs are really good. She's a good talent.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on. Musical knowledge at this portion of every hour of the program. It's coming up on 25 past the hour. Roy Orbison is in focus today for a very interesting reason. The Black and White Nights. This is the 30th anniversary. Roy Orbison, Black and White Night 30. Coming out February 24th, re-edited to feature different camera angles, previously unreleased performances, including Blue Angel, another version of Oh, Pretty Woman, plus 5 songs performed after the concert ended, and the audience left the Coconut Grove Club September the 30th, 1987. I think this is the one that they play so often on PBS, is it not? With all the stars like Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. What a fabulous performance.
It's the best. Oh, yeah,
it really
so
is.
Good.
The Traveling Wilburys are in it, which is Harrison and Orbison and Dylan and Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne. And then, you see Elvis Costello up there, Bonnie Raitt, Katie Lang, Tom Waits, Jackson Browne. Steve sold J.D. Souther, who is an Elvis, not a clone, but certainly a very important part of Elvis's clan, was released on an album and home video as well. The Black and White Night 30 includes 33 minutes of a documentary, never before interviews. I'd like to get this myself. Anybody wants to give me a present?
Look at that thing.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Listen to this. just nothing but good stuff. It's hard to now, I've seen this any number of times because they play it on PBS. There's a megathon of Money Ring. The way he gets into stuff. And this song with Katie Lang and Bonnie Wright singing in the background. Was over you. This guy had so much grit, so much soul. Oh my God.
I love you even more. Oh, that's good. Sing over one of the best voices of our 20th century.
What can I do?
Oh boy. Oh no. When you sing, do you hear...
You know what I was thinking of?
Do you hear what comes out of Roy Orbison's mouth? Or?
What I'm thinking is the dog that bit the kid at the White House and how the dog must have been yelling after somebody yelled at him. Ow! That's what I was thinking of.
That's what the kid was yelling. Oh!
Yeah. This is so great. No, I won't spoil the last 30 seconds of it. Just let it play, Kara. Let it play!
The microphone.
I am. Oh, boy.
28 past the hour.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Appreciate most about today, Monday, a new chance, a new opportunity. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Monday, the 16th of January. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day. Chance for us to discuss some things in depth during this hour. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I look forward to this day every day because it does give me a chance to take that which I know and that which I feel strongly about and share it with you. Not always, like I was talking about, in a passionate way, I think, the end of the circus in the last half hour. And so in this half hour, we'll start out by a conversation that focuses on what's going on at the Supreme Court. This music in the background is from the group The Slants, right, Kara?
Yeah, this one's called Sour Love.
Sour Love. Well, then they had a sour note at the Supreme Court this week. This is one of those really interesting, annoying, yet fun things to realize. You'll hear maybe a few people talking about this. See, let me just sort of, for those who are new to the program, a couple of new stations this morning. I do not care to go down the same road. You've just heard the news at the bottom of the hour, and you heard the news at the top of the hour, and you know that most of the news is generated around Donald Trump and what was leaked to whom and what about the inaugural on Friday and yada, yada, yada. And that's all well and good, and maybe it will affect you in some way, shape, or form. But I think this is more, this sort of thing has more impact on us in a general sense, for in a longer lasting way, like the circus going away. That's something that will affect a lot of us for a long time. And the Slants, this Asian American rock band, making their mark not only in the music world, but in the legal world. They are from Oregon. They've spent years locked in a First Amendment battle with the government, which refuses to register a trademark for them in their name because they consider it to be offensive. The Slants. We all know what that refers to, right? So the fight plays out this week in the Supreme Court as justices consider whether a law barring disparaging trademarks violates the band's free speech rights. I think it does. I don't care if they want to call themselves the Slants. Let them call themselves the Slants. What difference does it make to you or to me what they call themselves? We've become... I don't even know how they get a justification for this. I'm amazed that it's gotten this far. How does a group that wants to... Yeah, I mean, it would be like somebody deciding to call themselves the N-word or the K-word or, you know, I suppose. Is it that bad? Is the term slant, referencing their eyes, as bad as the N-word that black people use or the K-word anti-Jews, the whole business about what is proper and appropriate versus what's legal and illegal. So, the Washington Redskins, another one of these fights to keep the football team's trademark, they're going to go to court over that as well. And so these Native Americans that are all worked up about this, they don't have to go to the games. They don't have to like the team. They can do whatever they want to denigrate them. But to take them to court to get them to change the name? No. And for the Slants, the guy that found this group, Kara, his name is Simon Tam. He chose the name not to offend anybody, but to, in fact, take on stereotypes about Asians and their culture. So hasn't he got every right? You know, this is the fine line between, again, some of these words that today some people find offensive. I took umbrage with somebody. As a matter of fact, I don't do business with them anymore, who referred to the president by the N-word 3 or 4 years ago. And I just, you know, I may not approve of some of the things that he's done, but that just doesn't work. Yeah. But that's my decision. I don't know that, you know, the blacks who use that term frequently, they say they're entitled to use it and white people aren't. Well, where do you come up with that? Who says that? Yeah. Who determined that you can use it and we can't?
Well, that's why I just think that in cases like this, it's hard because it's I feel like it's such an arbitrary decision. Mm-hmm. You know, who deciding what can be offensive and what can and who can use what and who can't. It's just hard. And, you know, it's like, well, who's making the decision on that? And mm-hmm. if it was a different person making the decision, would it be a different outcome? And so it's just, yeah, it does seem like a very slippery slope when it comes to freedom of speech.
So maybe with a new administration, this kind of thing goes away. This decision was made back in 2011 by the Patent and Trademark Office. The fellow that started the group said, quote, words aren't equipped with venomous impact on their own. They have to be tied to motive and rooted in context. I agree with that 100%. Whatever our personal feelings about the mark at issue here, or other disparaging marks, the First Amendment forbids government regulators to deny registration because they find the speech likely to offend others. And so, and by the way, this has been brought forth by the administration. So it's kind of interesting. This is interesting timing. One wonders if they waited a week or so, would this all go away? But the Obama administration is the one that's moved it along, not the courts moving to this point have all said that the speech is whatever personal feelings about the mark at issue here. The First Amendment forbids government regulators to deny registration because they find the speech offensive. That's what the highest court, to the point where they got it, said. So we're not agreeing with that. No, the Obama administration didn't agree with it. Justice Department argues the law does not restrict speech. They've declined to associate the federal government with some of these religious insults and profanity as trademarks, so they say, racial epithets, that sort of thing. So if the decision is upheld, the government says it will be forced to register, publish, and transmit to foreign countries marks containing crude references to women based on parts of their body, and also the most repellent racial slurs and slogans from white supremacists and demeaning illustrations of the Prophet Muhammad. Okay, so I did a little nosing around. What has the trademark office approved? Plenty of crude, plenty of offensive trademarks. The list is long. I don't know. I don't even know. Some of these things I can get, and some of them you may have to hit the button on, Kara, because I don't know if they are like Afro-Saxons. That's white and black people together, I'm guessing. What is Dago swag clothing? What is Dago refers to? Hispanics, right? What is Dago swag mean?
I don't actually know.
Oh, I'll have to ask Victoria about that. Baked by a Negro bakery. Retardopedia. Celebrate retards.
These are trademarks.
NWA. What is NWA? That's a hip hop group. What does NWA stand for?
It's got to be. I know that, but
it's a racial slur against blacks, I think. So, anyway, here we are with food for thought. How about it? This is a good. See, I think this is a very healthy conversation to be having, frankly. The government has relied on a ruling in which the Supreme Court said the state of Texas could ban specially licensed plates bearing the Confederate flag. Huh. That's interesting. The Trademark Office, according to a prof at Texas A&M, has said time and again that issuance of a trademark registration is not an endorsement of the underlying content. See, I think that's what applies to the Washington Redskins, for sure. I would have thought that. Right? Are they going to change their name to the Native Americans? The Washington Native Americans. And they say that it honors them. And it has for a long time. And a couple of the Indian tribes have said, nah, we're not buying that. I find this a way, sometimes these things are used as a way to jack people up and to get money out of them. Various groups, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, that is, in my opinion, food for thought. The peace talks going on about what's going on in the Middle East. That's up next year. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services.
800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289.
Doug Stefanon, good day. You may find this interesting. Foreign ministers and some other diplomats from 70 different countries are in Paris today with the intent to renew peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. But there's a catch. Listen to this.
France is hosting a peace conference with hopes of settling conflicts between Israel and Palestine with a so-called two-state solution. The only problem, neither is represented at the conference. The goal is for world leaders to help craft some sort of an agreement that allows Palestine to become a legitimate country with recognized borders. Palestinians want to form a state on the West Bank and use East Jerusalem as its capital, but Israelis have been settling the West Bank, and Israel's government claims the entire city of Jerusalem as its own. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the peace talks rigged and refused to attend. Palestinian leaders aren't attending either. Netanyahu repeatedly said that for a two-state solution to be successful, the two states themselves need to negotiate, rather than world powers doing it for them. But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is considered by some to be a rejectionist who doesn't want to compromise with Israel and doesn't recognize it as a Jewish state. The U.S. is taking part in the conference, but likely more for show than anything. Donald Trump's administration enters the White House this week, and the president-elect has boasted much more of a pro-Israel stance than the Obama administration has.
Well, let's see. This two-state solution, having been there in the last month, I think a good solution would be not to give them East Jerusalem, but to give them the East Bank or back again, or just get the Israeli settlements out of there. But the two, having half of Jerusalem. But the problem is, as that lady just suggested, there's never any flexibility. The Palestinians always say, it's got to be our way. And most of the time, the Israeli side of it is more or less the same, although I think they've been a little more flexible, frankly, than the Palestinians have been. And it's all about money. It's all about power. It's all about influence. That's all it is. These people keep this thing going forever and ever, keep raising money. I mean, I've told you how many times the situation with the people that run these groups like Hamas, they build up amazing fortunes for themselves. And these people just follow along like lemmings. So there we are, 10 minutes for the hour here.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You do. This is the place, and now's the time. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guides, here with some deals that they are highlighting and some of the other things that are going on in the world of travel that may occupy some of your time. If you're planning on trying to get away from the weather, you may have to get out of the country because there's a lot of wild stuff going on, although the weather's improved greatly in the last couple of days. But let's find out what is in the offing in near-term and long-term terms from Pauline in a moment here.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Select Corlux styles are up to 15% off. It's the ultimate waterproof wood look flooring. Get wide plank distressed hardwood from just $179 a square foot and gunstock wood look tile for 99 cents. More deals from 59 cents and special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the January flooring sale today.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to KmartPharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Jim owns a gym.
And his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like ink. Lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
Hi, 56 past the hour now. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com with us. Just as an aside, I always like to throw a couple of things in before we get to some of the specials of the week, Pauline. The profits of the airlines, they say, have gone down. I think Delta was complaining they only made $665 million in the last quarter. So prices are going up because we got to make more, which is okay because they're businesses. But can we get a little more service or not? Do we think am I being unrealistic here?
Well, I think they're being hurt because there's a raft of new transatlantic and transpacific carriers who are whooping them in terms of prices. If you want to go to Europe right now from many gateways, it's cheaper to go to Europe than it is to fly from, say, New York to California on such carriers as Norwegian and WOW Airlines and Icelandic Air and sometimes Aer Lingus. And so, yeah, this is hurting the airline's bottom line. The same if you want to go from the West Coast to Japan. There's never been a better time. I mean, there's amazing airfares. So what's bad for the airlines, good for us.
Yeah, right, exactly. And competition is good. We always like capitalism when it comes to that. So let's see what their comeuppance will be. Meanwhile, looking around at some of the things that people can do, let's say if they're eager to go somewhere in the next week, the next month, the next couple of months, what are you featuring at Frommers.com on the Frommers Travel Guides?
Good last-minute cruise sales at this time of year. It's not yet spring break time. People are still kind of reeling from their travel over the Christmas holidays, so the cruise ships are usually doing their darndest to fill themselves. So if you want to take a cruise, and there's some really beautiful new ships out there that you could try, that's what I would recommend. And I always recommend going to a travel agent for a cruise. I know it sounds old-fashioned, but for that part of the travel industry, they get perks that you will not get if you go to the cruise lines directly, like free upgrades, shipboard credits, maybe a glass of wine in your room or a bottle of wine. But most importantly, they can help you tell one ship from the next. And these ships can vary widely.
Yeah.
One can be like a Girls Gone Wild spring break type ship, and another might be more sophisticated. So you want to get the right ship for you.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. I think that's very good advice. But you got to know where you're spending your dough. So as Pauline suggests, go to a travel agent. It sounds like very good advice. Pauline, thank you for your service. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, home of the Frommers Travel Guides.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.